And what we never have crosswords about here on Breakfast is sport, and that's because we all just get along so well. Adrian from the One Week at a Time Sporting Podcast joins me in the studio.
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, everyone else. Yeah, so plenty happening in sport.
No, nah, nothing on really.
No, okay. All right,
not now that the Hawks have gone.
It's funny how that happens.
A barren and sterile promontory.
Yeah, your team doesn't make the finals, and all of a sudden, just all the interest in footy just
it's all gone. It's all gone.
Oh, there's a footy game tonight, is there? No, but there is plenty happening in the AFL. The Swans taking on Geelong tonight. The Cats, Geelong Cats, are favourite for that. You and
now
I were just discussing that.
It's surprising me, but yeah, the Cats in with a very good chance there.
Yeah, so Swans have got a couple of key injuries. They've got a couple of guys coming back from injury, Kurt Tibbett being one of them, but. Yeah, no, it'll be an interesting game. Also, tomorrow night, Greater Western Sydney Giants taking on the Western Bulldogs. And, almost unbackable, but the Greater Western Sydney Giants are favourites in that one. So there's a very good chance of an all-Sydney AFL Grand Final for the first time ever.
That would be amazing.
It'd be huge.
And I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to go for the Giants.
Ooh.
Because some people want to watch the world burn. I just think, and they've got to go play Victoria.
Yeah.
So it's doing two things I love, which is annoying Swans fans
and Victorians. Two hobbies of yours. Now, in the NRL, we've got Cronulla taking on the North Queensland Cowboys tonight. It's a Cronulla home game, so it's down there in the Shire, but North Queensland are favourites for that one still.
They're playing so well.
Yeah.
They are playing so well.
They had a huge game last week, though. Went to extra time, all sorts of things. So there's issues as far as sort of, are they going to be tired and hungover basically from last week's game?
Mm.
I don't think so. I think they're better than that. I think they will get up. And also tomorrow night, Melbourne v Canberra. This is down in Melbourne. Canberra actually have a pretty good record playing against Melbourne in Melbourne. But even still, Melbourne pretty strong favourites in that one. In other sports news, we've got New Zealand last night announced the signing of Kieran Foran. Now, for those of you not aware, Kieran Foran has played at Manly. He then went to Parramatta. He walked out of Parramatta and sort of cited some mental health reasons, saying, listen, I need to take a step away from rugby league. There were some things happening in his personal life, which is fair enough.
Yeah. It's actually quite admirable to admit that and move on.
There's some other stuff going on in Kieran's life as well. He's then all of a sudden very quickly jumped back into NRL. A lot of Parramatta fans not happy about this.
Parramatta fans just not happy.
Not happy. Not been a good year for them. But my compadre Mick, he's certainly not happy about it. Kieran Foran just basically walked out on the club with this massive contract. Just said, no thanks, I've got to go and sort myself out. And then
come back for New Zealand.
And he's just jumping back in bed with New Zealand. Oh. Now, this also means New Zealand have, in rugby league, the spine is your four most sort of important positions. Your fullback, your halfback, your 5'8", and your hooker. The New Zealand Warriors, a club team, now have the entire New Zealand international spines for their team. So there shouldn't be any excuses for them next year.
So you think next year is going to be a New Zealand run, do you?
I don't think so. I still don't think they can do it. There's something about that team.
Controversial.
They just can't get it right when they need to. They've got all this talent and they can't get it right.
They're not even your team. What are you worried about?
But they're just frustrating to watch because they can be, on their day, they are amazing, amazing athletes. And then every other day, they're just... Anyway, something else has just come up in the news. Greg Bird, who's up playing with the Titans.
Greg. What's he done this time?
Troubles followed him everywhere. Turns out, so he's in a bit of poo at the moment because something that happened at a Bucks party at a Brunswick Heads pub. Now, it turns out he was ejected from a Byron Bay pub not 24 hours before that one. Mm. So, Greg's in a real bit of poo.
Look, Byron Bay kind of keeps a fairly tight handle on things, but if you're getting kicked out of a pub in Brunswick Heads, woof, you are...
What are you doing?
Well, you are doing something really bad. I think he's obviously got some personal problems. He's obviously okay.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, there are certain people out there who probably shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
You'd imagine Greg's one of those people.
It'd be nice to see a bit of support for him.
Yeah,
the club.
Absolutely.
So,
but he's had other sort of indiscretions, things like that. There was one earlier in the year about allegations of cocaine dealing, things like that, between some of the Titans players. Greg Bird was told then that was it. That is your last chance. The next thing that happens, mate, you're gone.
Well, do you reckon this might be it?
It very well could be. I mean, they're obviously going through the processes and investigating it properly. The fact that the Titans aren't playing at the moment, I think that also makes a difference as well.
Yeah, of course.
If they were still playing, I think there would have to be some sort of
Hopefully it wouldn't be in Brunswick Heads if he was actually still playing.
This is true as well.
No one goes there deliberately. My apologies to Brunswick Heads, but no one goes to Brunswick Heads.
Yeah, well, there goes the listeners in Brunswick Heads. There goes the listener in Brunswick
Heads. I do apologise, Stuart. I do. So are you thinking that we could be looking at a Melbourne Cowboys?
And that's something I've said for a while. I think it's going to be Melbourne Cowboys, and I'm going to back Melbourne in the grand final.
That'll be a nice one.
So I think it'll be a good game.
What a great swap if we could have a Queensland-Victorian NRL final and an all-Sydney AFL final.
Well, this happened 2012, was it? That the Swans won the AFL grand final and Melbourne won the NRL grand final.
Brilliant.
And there's that whole backwards and forwards. But it's like, yeah, we've got your AFL trophy, so...
Yeah, it's fine.
Up yours. I'm also making hand gestures here.
It's all right.
Clear.
Tell people where they can get all of this sporting podcast they complete with hand gestures.
They can find us on Wooshka if they just search for 1 week at a time. They can also find us on the, mine's gone blank, the 2SER website, of course, as well. If they hit the listen menu drop down, and they'll find 1 week at a time.